Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee call on Monday, the 22nd of December 2014 at 20 UTC. On the call today for members, we have Olivia Crepin-LeBlanc, Holly Raitt, Alan Greenberg, Glenn McKnight, Tijani Benjama, Judith Hellerstein, Ali Michelle, Humberto Carrasco, and Leon Sanchez. On the participant side, we have Cheryl Langdonor, Oksana Prihodiko, Satchamata Sayasilya, and Dave Kissenhoe Doyle. I show no apologies. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Rob Hogarth, Javier Calaviz, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state their name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. Just for the record, do we have at least one of the two people from each region? Or are we missing everyone from any region?
And Alan, this is Terry. I'm just double checking.
Yeah.
And I do
go ahead, Terry.
I do believe we have at least one person from every region.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you very much. We've started late, and I can't stay too much late or past the official hour, so we're going to have to all speak either a little bit faster or a little bit less. I'll do the introduction pretty quickly. The Finance and Budget Subcommittee has been reconstituted this year with officially two people from each region, one ALAC member and one RALO person, designated to speak on behalf of the RALO. We expect that person to also be the first level of triage, as it were, for reviewing requests from the RALO. My intent is to end up with a significantly better success rate than before. That means either we need to convince ICANN Finance and the board that what we're asking for is really worthwhile, I guess it comes down to that. And I won't try to go into why previous budget requests have not been nearly as successful, but I think we need to make sure that what we're asking for are things that will really benefit ALAC and at large, and that we make the case sufficiently well that everyone agrees with us. We have a significant number of other people on the group who have expressed the desire to either stay on the group or be on the group for the first time, and that's fine. Should we ever come to a position where we have to take a formal vote, that will be done with the 10 designated members, and I will issue a tie-breaking vote if necessary. But other than that, I'll just be acting as chair. Do we have any very general questions before we turn the floor over to Xavier to talk about the overall process and presumably go into a little bit of the principles and things, since many of us haven't seen them before, given that many of us didn't receive the email?
No, I have a question.
Sorry, go ahead.
Alan, yes. You mentioned a better success rate. What is success for the Finance and Budget Subcommittee?
I think that everything we ask for, we get. better than the success rate we had last year, which, when you discount the one thing that we were granted but then couldn't use, ended up being zero.
So are you referring to the SONAC additional budget request process?
Yes. I believe that's what I'm referring to.
Is that the only activity that is part of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee?
No.
Okay.
But that's the subject we're talking about today.
No.
Now, okay. Understand, Xavier, I'm not saying we have been either targeted or haven't been doing effective things. ICANN funded our summit last year, which was just a few dollars, and we've also been the benefit of significant travel expenses via the CROP program. All I was saying is that we would like to focus on this particular part of the process and try to understand when we're making a request that we need to make a convincing argument that what we're asking for is indeed something that will help both us and implicitly ICANN. There was no real hidden message there.
No, understood. And there was none in my question either, since
okay.
I didn't know what the agenda, the full agenda of the call was. I didn't know if that's the only subject that was either in today's call, or I didn't know if it was the only purpose of this committee either. So now I know it's not.
It is not necessarily the only purpose of this committee. It is the sole purpose of this particular call. And this is our first call that we're having in this newly constituted committee. Tijani,
okay.
You have a hand up.
Yes, thank you, Alan, and thank you, everyone. Tijani speaking. It was planned that we make a call with the whole subcommittee regarding the planning process. And this is not the call in which we will speak about that. For this call, it will be only the additional budget request. Thank you.
Okay. So Heidi, did you get a chance to? You did say you forwarded to everyone the email that I sent on Friday, right?
Correct. This is Heidi. So they're just received it, so they're probably still looking through it. So perhaps the best thing is if you wanted to just discuss the principles and the timeline and then answer any questions. And I'm aware that you have about 20 minutes. So as you wish. And we have the documents ready to be placed in the AC room whenever you're ready.
Please go ahead.
Which one would you like first?
Let me start quickly through explaining what we sent in the email that Heidi forwarded a few minutes ago. And just to reference what I was saying earlier, you will see that the email that you will get or may have just gotten is addressed to an email address that's called community-finance@icann.org. This is an email address that includes the email address of anyone who's interested in any finance-related matters at ICANN. Doesn't have to be only the budget process. It can be about any subject on which we provide communication. Certainly, in the past, the budget process has been the focus of the communication that has gone through this email address, but other communication aspects can also be sent through that email address. We have in the past sometimes communicated about the quarterly financial statements that we publish as well, in other matters as well. So this is not an exclusively budget-related email address, but an email address for any communication. Any communication relative to finance subjects, which is why I was indicating earlier that I think it would make a lot of sense that all the members of the finance and budget subcommittee are part of it. Just so that you know, on this email address list, we try to make sure that we have all the leadership of the SO and AECs represented, and then anyone who has any interest in the subject is offered to be added on the list, and that list continues therefore to grow. I think it has approximately 45 members or 50 members as of now. So we sent the kickoff meeting, the kickoff ML for the SONAC, the initial budget request process. For those of you who may not have participated to it in the past, this is a process that was created, I believe, 3 or 4 years ago, to enable the various organizations to formulate usually relatively specific requests for specific funding needs that would be outside or not included in the general support that I can provide. It has also been used to pilot or test new type of activities that would require support and on an annual basis. And there's been, for example, the CROP program that I think Alan was referring to earlier is one that is a subject that has been included in this process, to use this process for its capacity to include new items and ones that could be tested, and then to determine once they have been tested whether or not they can work. So the email that you have received will show that the process has not changed a lot since last year. We have a structure of an application form where basically principles to help formulate those requests in terms of the scope, the purpose, you will have this list of principles in the email that has been received. There is a form in which the request is being formulated. That form is submitted to ICANN, is then evaluated by a panel of functions being represented, that is, includes ESO and AT engagement and also the GSP Global Stakeholder Engagement groups, as these groups are mostly involved in the activities that are usually the subject of requests. There is then a panel or a steering committee that reviews the recommendation of this panel, and the steering committee then therefore formulates a recommendation for approval of requests by the board. And that the steering committee that makes the recommendation to the board is including the policy department head David Olive, the GSP department head Sally Kostensen, and the finance department head with me. Even though more and more I have tried to remove myself from a substantive input on a request, simply because I focus my review on the adequacy of the process rather than the substance of the requests, which I'm usually not sufficiently knowledgeable of or qualified to be able to assess. So once a recommendation has been made for a number of requests, these recommendations are submitted to the BFC, the Board Finance Committee, who reviews them, discusses is provided by staff rationale as to why a recommendation is made to grant or not grant a request. And then the BFC provides views to staff. There's been in the past a few iterations between BFC and staff on those recommendations. And once the recommendations are finalized, they are submitted for board approval. The board approval has been, since last year, advanced and disconnected from the rest of the budget process. It has been the board approval related to ESO and AC requests has been advanced to earlier in the year than the overall budget. This is for the purpose of allowing those whose requests are granted to organize ahead of time the activities that are the subject of requests. Notably, those requests are happening in the early part of the fiscal year to which the request applies. So as a reminder, our fiscal year starts in July 1st, and the approval by the board of the request from memory is now planned for the second half of April, so as to enable a certain amount of time to plan for the work and the subject of those requests that are granted. The deadline for the application, so for the submission of requests, is currently February 28th, which is about 2.5 months from now, a bit less. It is placed also in time so that there is some iteration or some discussion that can happen on possible or draft requests during the Singapore meeting that is scheduled in the first half of February. We should take opportunity to be in the same place and time zones there to take advantage of being able to discuss or address any questions or concerns that there would be around to request prior to their finalization by the end of February 28th for submission. Let me stop there and see if there's any questions of any kind from anyone.
No hands so far. Oh, Holly.
Just a question. Are these, this bit of information anywhere on the ICANN website so that, yes, we're privy to this, but anybody can, is there anywhere anybody can check as to what these requirements are?
Yes. So what I sent on Friday is going to be published. It may already have been today. I don't know if it has yet. It will be published. There is a finance page on the community wiki on which the documents that I have shared by email either have or will be published, and where also the requests are published, as well as whether they've been all the requests are published there, and also the decisions when the decisions are made. So I will follow up to make sure that the publication has happened or when it will have happened.
Thank you.
Thank you for that question.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing nothing, we'll go back to you.
Thank you. I don't necessarily intend to go into the very details of the documents, but what I would suggest, maybe, Alan, if it makes sense to you or to Jenny, if there is at this stage, which is the beginning of the process, a set of questions or issues that you have encountered in the past in participating to the process of submission, I think this would be a good time to make sure we have them clear in our minds and be able to potentially find mitigating solutions so that these are not issues this year. Are there any things that you know would be challenging and that we could help with?
Thank you, Xavier. I'm relatively new on this. I've been part of the committee for a long time, but have not been very active for a bunch of years. Tijani certainly has been our lead, and I'll ask Tijani if he has any particular issues he wants to raise. I'll note a couple of things. In my introduction, I said we hadn't had any explicit requests funded. Part of the reason for that, last year in any case, was some of the things we asked for were in fact part of the base budget. And that shows that there was a problem in communication when we were doing the request that, RALOs were looking for things which, in fact, all they had to do would have said we wanted, and it was already there. So what we're trying to fix right now is make sure that we all understand what the ground rules are and that we have good enough communication paths so we don't fall into that hole again. I do see one question that Glenn asked, are there any limits to specific requests terms of limits in terms of the number of submissions or the amount of submissions?
Yes. Thank you for that question. So we have always, as part of this process, purposefully not created limits to either the number of requests formulated by any single organization or the amount of those requests, simply to make sure that there's no self-limitation of requests. This process has had the merit in the past to help identify needs from the community, and it actually has helped communication of those needs through a relatively formalized process to staff. And sometimes these requests help formulate or better document or better communicate needs that sometimes are also similar across different organizations of the community. And in order to ensure that the value of that information is not limited, we have not limited the amount or the number of requests by organization. So all the requests can be made, can be submitted. They simply need to be documented, and they are a part then of the pool of requests that are being evaluated for decision making.
Thank you very much, Tijani. You have some comments or questions?
Yes. Thank you, Alan. I think that the most important thing is that we have to be sure that what we are applying for is not already in the core budget of ICANN.
Okay.
So this is the first point. Last year's, most of our requests were about outreach. This point has been solved by the implementation of the CROP program, which is a genius program, even if I have some remarks on it, but it is not the subject of this meeting. So now we have to apply for something that cannot be done through the normal financing of the ALAC and at large activities. Means that if we have a specific thing we need to do, we have to apply for a budget for it. Because it cannot be included, or it is not already included in the budget of ALAC and at large. I think that this year, as Alan told me before, we need to think about the needs of at large of ALAC itself, because before it was only for the RALOs, for the ALSAs, but not for ALAC. So, and I agree with him because there are some specific actions that we can apply for funding for them that cannot be done through the general budget. And this is something that we have to speak about inside the ALAC, bien sûr, I am mixing French and English. What we can do now immediately is to think about, for example, participation in the IGF. This is one of the activities that has been in the past financed by this additional request program. And also for example, I am thinking about capacity building, because we have this year a need for capacity building, on-site capacity building, not during the meetings, So this is another aspect of activities that can be funded by this additional request. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. We have a couple of hands up, but Xavier only has a few more minutes here. Xavier, is it reasonable to say that you are not placing constraints on what we ask for, just that we need to be able to make a good case for it?
I think this is perfectly well representing the situation, yes.
Okay, fine. So let's not take up Xavier's time right now to talk about specific requests or whether he considers them valid. He's already said they're valid if we can make a good case. And I have some other comments that I'll, again, I won't take up his time, but I have some other comments to make on the general form that we should use to be able to justify things. We do have one hand up still. That's Ali.
Yes, this is Ali Al-Mishak. Thanks, Alan. Being new on this committee, I want just to understand exactly maybe part of what Tijani just spoke about recently. What other special request budget that we can go for? Like today we have the crop for using it for outreach. So I just want to understand some examples of the things that we can apply for. Like Alan asked for special meetings, organizing, or budget, or even Tijani says about IGF. But I want to understand what is the boundaries that we have within that budget approval beyond the crop. Thank you.
So I'll take a pass at this, but I think Alan, this was speaking to the subject that you were just discussing. There's no boundaries of topics that are set. It is fairly obvious, and there's a list of principles or criteria that is attached to the documents that I sent. So I think this will help you understand better. And I would invite you to read those principles. It will help you understand better what may make more sense to apply for versus less sense to apply for. Of course, generally speaking, it should be something that's in the benefit of ICANN as a whole, and something that's in the benefit of a given organization is by definition more likely to be in the benefit of ICANN as a whole. So that's of course a very general principle, but there's no specific limitations on purpose of the types of activities that this process can be applied for. Again, it's a matter of what is the activity nature, what is the purpose of this activity, what is the value of the activity for ICANN as a whole. And the principles are trying to give a bit more substance and description of that.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions?
Thanks.
Someone's calling my name.
Yeah, Olivier.
Then go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Alan. For some reason, my Adobe doesn't seem to be working. I don't know. It might be a network problem. Thanks. It's Olivier Capalablanc speaking. Just a question regarding intersessionals. There have been this year a number of requests from other SOs and ACs for intersessionals, and I wonder whether this is the right process by which we could ask for an intersessional. And I wonder whether you have a list or you are aware, Xavier, of what constituencies or communities have asked for intersessional meetings.
So I was not, which doesn't mean that others at ICANN have not heard of that and they have already done something about it. So I just was not, but I think that I would only encourage that a request is formulated on that purpose through this process if there would be a meeting like an intersessional that you would like to have, simply because at least it helps ensuring that this need is recorded and documented and evaluated as a result, rather than counting on the fact that someone has had a discussion on the site. So I for the sake of the safety that this would provide, I would suggest that if that is an activity that anyone in at large would like to have, that it is being requested, so that then it's recorded as a request and can be evaluated. I will also separately check with Rob and the GSC team in ICANN to check if that is already in the pipe. But irrespective, I would prefer that it actually is recorded as an activity requested for.
Thank you very much. I'll make one of my comments while you're still on the line, if I may.
Sure.
In my mind, requests tend to come in one of two flavors. They're one-of requests, or things that we would like to see institutionalized, either on a regular basis or a semi-regular basis.
Right.
And I would think the onus is on us when we ask for things that we expect to be repeated, whether they're pilot projects or things that will be repeated, you know, every once in a while, that we should really try to build into them some way of measuring the effectiveness of it to give you a basis for future requests and not treating it just as an expenditure, but an expenditure with known benefits. And I'm assuming that would help our case significantly when we went back a second time, or even the first time, to say we will be attempting to measure it.
Absolutely, Alan. I cannot agree more. I think we collectively all want to do the best for ICANN, which simply means that we want to use ICANN's dollar for the best value and the best purpose, and that value is coming out of actions and events and activities that are the most efficient possible for their own purpose. And if you can, in the requests, develop and document the value that is expected out of it when it's being requested for. And we are going to make some efforts this year in asking for after-the-fact reports on the value effectively delivered by the action or the meeting or the activity. That will help, of course, validating that it was a good value delivered, it was a good decision made to grant that request, and it also, of course, helps your case for subsequent requests, because it builds up experience in carrying out a request that we deliver value. So I cannot agree more with everything you said, Alan.
Thank you very much. Holly, you have your hand up. I know we're really running out of time, and we haven't gotten to the discussion we need to have on the types of things we want to put our focus on in our request, not necessarily exclusively, but I think we need to have an organizing meeting of what we tell the RALOs in terms of their requests. So, Holly, I'll give it to you, but if you could make it quick, please.
Take less time than you did. We need measurements. The last day of the last ICANN meeting, Dev started that conversation when Ali and I went to report on the crop funding that we had used in the South Pacific. There was nowhere on the ICANN website anywhere that said how to report, so we were seen as not reporting. We had to correct that. But if on the form that we ask there are measurables, and if there's somewhere on the ICANN website there are also mention of measurables, you will get a better report. I'm just saying there was very little information. We need to develop it.
I understood. The reason why we don't provide metrics is because there's no standard request. And by the way, those requests are meant to be those that are specific to those that request them. So we have not provided metrics because we don't want to. We have not been able to spend all the time required to be able to develop a potential metric to request that we don't know what they are. So as part of the request in as part of its justification, you as a submitter should develop the measurement that you think is adequate to the request. If you
exactly.
know the purpose,
exactly.
you should know how to measure the efficiency or the value that the request would have if it's carried out properly. And that's part of the evaluation that's being made of the request as well, is how to measure them.
Thank you very much.
Totally agree, just saying make that very clear and it will be done.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. And
thank you for the invitation and for the questions. I have a couple of follow-ups, how to make very clear the need for measurement and try to help in indicating how that can be done. Also trying to communicate better as to what already in the core budget so that it's not being requested for are two things that I will try to follow up on. And the third one was whether an intersessional is already in the plan or not. So I will follow up on those three items separately and report through the at-large ICANN staff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, Olivia.
Thank you. Now, we now have 9 minutes left to do the three quarters of the meeting. So we're going to try to do a little bit of a fast run on it. There's a couple of things that I think are a given that will be in this budget, and they're going to be, hopefully moderately significant. I think we really want to put a lot of emphasis on things that will make the AILAC and the regional leadership and the regions more effective. And one of the issues that we have been complaining about for years is we don't have enough time at ICANN meetings. And I am going to suggest for this group's discussion that for the next three meetings in the coming fiscal year, that we consider adding an extra day onto it, that is, starting to work on the Saturday prior to the meeting. Heidi, am I correct? This coming fiscal year is not in the new scheme of rotated meetings, but that starts afterwards. Is that correct?
Correct. This is Heidi.
So we have three full meetings in this fiscal year. I think it's three that we need to look at. So that's certainly one thing. The cost of that is not outrageous in that it's hotels and per diem for people who are already on site, but I believe will change the working methods and give us opportunities to do things we've never had a chance to do before. So I think that's part number one. I am presuming that given that the summit, by the time we start this, will have been well past, that we will start with some general assemblies for some regions, and that's probably a given. And then I think we need to look at other activities that will allow us to, I won't say team building, but allow us to work collegially better than we do right now. And I think right now we work as a number of individuals with some very small cliques of people who work well together, I don't think it shows that we're working well as a group overall. And I think we need to think about that. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I'm simply saying it's something that I think we may want to talk about. Intersessional meetings are certainly an option. A number of the GNSO groups have done that. Whether we need that or not is an interesting question. And Glenn in the chat talked about intersessional meetings for the regions, which could be instead of or in addition to a General Assembly every few years. Tijani mentioned an IGF budget request. And my inclination and Heidi, perhaps you can give me some feedback. My gut feeling is that if we do that, it should probably be at the AILAC level and not at the regional level, because I just get a sense, based on how hard I'm told it was to get the one approved last year, which the MAG ended up not accepting, but nevertheless, is that it might be a better, an easier sell and a better sell if we do it on an ALAC-wide one instead of regional.
Yeah, correct. So what I've heard, I'm speaking with GSP staff who help plan that, and perhaps something that the ALAC could request, for example, a town hall where board members might be invited or participate. So expand that kind of request.
What, do we know what the timeline is for putting requests into the MAG?
I'm not aware of that. Is Olivier
hand up,
or
maybe he does?
You are speaking about the timeline for submitting the request?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, the request will be open in January and will finish on 28th of February. So we have more or less one month and a half.
It's about the same timeline as for the
question was about the Internet Governance Forum applications, and we won't even see a call for that probably until my guess is possibly even as far as February, March, but Fatima probably should be able to have given us more firm dates on that. She's on the MAG.
She's not on this call, I believe.
Yeah. Alan, are you asking for the timeline for the additional budget request or for the IGF?
I was asking for timelines for IGF.
IGF is not yet open. The MAG didn't yet decided on the topics, so it is not yet done.
Understood.
We don't know.
Yeah. All right, so those are the guidelines that I think are things that the ALAC as a whole will want to look at. Do we want to issue any guidelines to the RALOs for their requests? I can think of one or two, but I'd like to open up the floor. Tijani, is that hand up for that or something else?
Yes, I raised my hand for the IGF issue. Perhaps I didn't express myself well. I am not. I am speaking about requests regarding workshops organized by RALOs or by any RALOs, by ALAC, by any entity. If ALAC wants to organize a workshop, they can apply for. We may have several workshops for the same IGF from the at-large, and it works because it is more visibility for ICANN. It is something that gives really an added value for ICANN. Thank you.
Presuming we can get them all accepted by
for sure.
The MAG.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Alan Cheryl here. Sorry, my
Cheryl, go ahead.
Future. Thanks. One of the things that we also need to look at is, of course, the advantage of using this as a mechanism for RALO input or ALS, even conglomerates of ALS inputs into their regional IGS. And that could be then something that the ALAC put an Uber proposal into the MAG for the primary IGF to do, as you were saying, something along the lines of a more public interactive meeting rather than one of the plethora of workshops that tend to spring up at IGF time, engaging the sort of the wider ICANN story, but from the multi-regional perspective. And if the regions have had the opportunity of attending their regional IGFs, which, let's face it, are never cheap, and this would be in keeping with what we've seen requested from URALO to do something at Eurogig and this sort of thing. I think that's something worthwhile exploring as well.
Okay, thank you. Back on the original question of do we want to provide any guidelines, restrictions, or other things? Now, one of the ones that's been mentioned is given that outreach, CROP explicitly funds outreach, that we perhaps should not be making requests for outreach. Now, CROP has certain specific limitations that may or may not make them suitable for some classes of things. I'm asking for thought restrictions, or do we just tell the Raylos whatever you'd like? Tijani, please.
Yes, thank you, Alan. We may give the ALAC guidelines. That means that any request which doesn't match with the strategic priorities of ICANN will not be accepted. So this is one of the restrictions we have to put. Also, we have to make sure to make them understand that they don't need and it is not useful to apply for something that can be financed by the already planned budget for at large. Also, anything related to outreach will not be accepted because there is a specific program for outreach. Those are the kind of, and I can give more other guidelines. Those are the kind of guidelines we can give to the railway. It is good that all the requests go through ALAC because it has always been a filter. We, at the ALAC level, we don't censor, if you want, the requests, but we try to find the elements that make the requests more successful, and in this way, I think we didn't lose. Lot of requests. Generally, we have more or less satisfaction with our requests. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll state as a matter of principle, I don't think this group should be afraid of rejecting a RALO request if indeed the majority of this group feel that it's not something that we should be asking for at this point. I'm not trying to identify a specific subject that would fall into that category, but I think it's within this group's purview to reject things or to send it back for refinement or whatever if the people in this group think so. I think we need to be, at the first level, we need to be critical if we're expecting to be viewed well by the people looking at the next phase. So I, you know, it's not something I would say we have to do, but it's something we may choose to do. One of the reasons I'm looking for restrictions, Cheryl, I see your hand up, is that we are asking the RALO representative on this group to be the first level of triage. And it's not fair to ask that person to do that without giving them some level of guidelines for what we expect to come through, request to come through in that process. Cheryl.
Cheryl, for the record, a couple of things. First of all, certainly in more recent years, and here I will suggest, you know, the last five or six is the recent terms I'm talking about, that certainly in the last three, the Budget and Finance Subcommittee has indeed acted as a filter in exactly the way you describe, Alan, and they have indeed rejected, sent back or said, no, this will not go through, or sent back and said, try again with a different mechanism, show how it meets the strategic plan of ICANN, or it's not going to get a Guernsey because the group's view is this, these other things are taking greater priority. So the group has acted, I think, responsibly and proactively in the past, and I'd like to think it would continue to do so in the future. But having the RALOs now made aware of even the documentation you've looked at today will be helpful because thanks to the work of Tijani and others, this fresh set of forms, of applications and of guiding principles are quite articulate, quite easily understood in my totally biased view and will go a long way to helping the aspirants from the regions understand what will or will not have a good chance of getting through the filter of the Budget and Finance Subcommittee. I think it's been made very clear that the purpose of the specific regional representative from the leadership of the RALOs was to act as both part guide and part facilitator for this process, and that's going to help a great deal. And hopefully all of them have been briefed at least in today's call. But the other thing is we really need to make sure that they come in early enough for the proper process, especially if it's something this group is going to, this working committee is going to send back and say, can you adjust, can you make this clearer, can you do some form of edit? Because what we may run up against, even with what looks like the luxury of to the 28th of February, is a very short amount of time unless the regions are encouraged to get their potential special requests up, edited, adjusted and facilitated by your regional lead, and then gone through the full process. You still need to try and give yourself at least 7 to 10 days at the other end of it for that. So that's part of what I wanted to say. The other thing is, it is able, they are able now, the regional leads are able now. I believe most of them will have had first-hand experience either as a crop participant or part of the crop review team. And so they should also be able to help redirect good ideas to the most probable source of funding. And at that point, I'll still trust. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. We have a number of things we have to do. We have to say, are there any explicit criteria that we want to set over and above what has been provided by finance? That's number one. Number two, we need to set a timeline for regional input. And number three, let's leave it at that for the moment. The question I have is, it's now the 22nd of December. Are we going to be able to practically do any work between now and the 2nd or 3rd of January? And I'm asking for hands raised. Can we presume that this will be a semi-productive time, or should we write it off completely? I'm asking for ticks or X's.
Out of the Adobe room.
So far we have two X's, many X's. All right. There's a general feeling we are not going to get any productive work out before then. Therefore, I would assume that we're going to need a draft timeline. You will get some work out of me. And I'm going to ask staff, is it possible to come up with a timeline before we break for Christmas, a suggested timeline?
Alan, this is Heidi. Yes. We can work together tomorrow after the ALAC call.
Okay. Then let's do that and at least put it out to the list so people have something to respond to when they come back. I will also initiate a discussion on the list and remind people, or ask someone to remind me to remind people to actually respond to that again when we come back if they haven't already. I would like to, within 4 or 5 days of coming back from the New Year's break, to be able to launch this program with Raylos. So we're going to have to work quickly. If we're not going to work for the next week and a half, we're going to have to work quickly in the few days that follow that once we get back to tie this up. Are there other issues we need to discuss today? There's one more issue which we will need to discuss, and I'm afraid I have to leave very soon, so it's not going to happen today. And that is, we need to reconstitute the crop review group. Right now, I have said that the existing one, which may or may not make sense given the reorganization of the budget and finance group, will stay in place until it is replaced. But we do need to do that. So I ask people to think about, do we simply reconstitute it with new members from finance and budget, or do we change the overall structure altogether. I have relatively little experience with it, so I'm not going to even pretend to make a suggestion right now, but I will be welcoming input from any of you who do have experience on how well it's worked, where it hasn't worked, and so forth. And we will want to do that early in the new year as well. I noticed there are comments in the chat. Is there anything that we need to bring out for everyone to hear before we adjourn today?
Alan?
Yes, Cheryl, go ahead.
Thank you. I think you've got a rare advantage for once when you're doing your timeline. This is probably the first time that Asia Pacific has been able to pick up with the kickoff or start of one of these programs just before one of its meetings. So if when you're looking at your timelines, you appreciate the fact that you need to have at least one regional organisational meeting for each of the regions in that beginning phase. For once, because AP Rail is having its meeting later today, we will be able to comply with that. But of course it won't be until early in the new year that we're going to get any sort of a feedback in terms of potential applications for special purpose funding, and that's just a fact of life, but at least we can get started. So that's a good thing for this new process. Regarding the crop system, as Olivia said, it would be best to be not too fiddled with, but it is going to need to be because of the nature.
Sorry, Cheryl, you're breaking up a bit.
Right, okay. Can I suggest, rather than take time we don't have now, that you put up a wiki or a discussion point so those of us who actually do know what we're talking about crop, and do have some idea of the rules and the regulations that are required and can perhaps give some advice, can put it for the community to review. And I don't mean in the crop space. I think it's something that needs to be discussed beyond just the 10 crop review team members, but something that the review team membership might have a number of, the current membership might have a number of points to make. But that's a conversation that might be actually good to have on Wiki during this supposed downtime. Thanks.
Noted. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Tijani.
Yes, thank you, Alan. I think that when you speak about the crop, you have to speak about the outreach subcommittee, because the crop review team is formed by a part of the outreach subcommittee and a part of this committee. So if you want to renew the crop, yes, we have to renew also perhaps the outreach subcommittee before. Because, for example, Dev, who is the chair of the outreach subcommittee, is also the chair of the review team of the crop. And I am really happy with him to stay. But if you propose to make something for the crop, I think we have to start by the outreach subcommittee. Thank you.
Thank you, Trajani. I'll give you a very personal opinion. The outreach committee may well have some reorganization done to it, but I don't think it's going to be changing of the overall structure as much as we did in this one. So I don't think that's nearly as crucial, and I see no reason Dave can't continue should he choose to. That's a personal opinion, not really considered or following any consultation. Any other comments? Then I thank you for your attention, and let's continue this on the email list and on the wiki, and hopefully by early in January we can be ready to really kick this off in earnest. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Happy holidays.